953 owners who have expressed a lot of concern about exactly what these two eloquently spoke about, just with the look of the property and the way it's been left. I know I got a phone call from, I guess, the original owner when he, right after they clear cut that, he said, "Hey, I know you're going to have a lot of complaints about this. Just want you to know we're going to clean all this up, make it look beautiful up there." And apparently they've sold it, and it looks pretty terrible. So there is a lot of concern amongst all the people that live at Point Royale. I've heard from a number of them. I'm sure they've heard from a number of them as well. So I guess I'm here representing the rest of them to kind of further that message.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that everyone? You want to come back up? Got any responses to the feedback?
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming up. I just hear what you said.
No worries.
But the same way, I just bought this property. I never seen it from the other side for me to be able to know what it looks like on this side. But I do want to be able to make sure that if it does look bad, I want to be able to clean it up. Because in the end, when I do take pictures of it, we make videos or anything like that, we want to make sure the place looks all beautiful. Not just from this side, because my original angle that's going to be is sitting more towards where it's going to be glass. It's going to be sitting over the view, looking over. So I want to make sure the whole property looks beautiful. So if I never had no knowledge of the places, having it looking, trees hanging down, I never went down. I'm scared of heights, so I don't go too close. So, but if that's something that's in there, everybody's concerned, that's, I'm going to make sure that's going to get cleared up and we're not going to have that problem. And another thing about the pressure of the water, we're going to be doing a well over there. So we're going to be digging that up. So it's going to be a high-pressure well that we're going to do. We have the drawings for it, so that's what's going to be over there. So we're not going to be tapping into the regular water. And for the animals and everything else, we're only just going to do partial of it. I'm not going to, because realistically, if I wasn't going to get rezoned for this, yes, I'm going to end up, the other option I have is to build multiple houses on there, which I don't want to, because the only reason why I bought this property is because that I could build a restaurant. I wanted to be able to buy the scenic, right across the street from Scenic View, the Vintage Paris, but they were asking way too much money. We went back and forth in negotiating. I wanted to build a restaurant. My initial goal was to be able to have a restaurant over there. I told my wife, I said, one day I'm going to build one over here. It's been 2 years, and I found the opportunity. I got that property, and I'm going all in. I'm risking everything that I have, every single money, every single opportunity, pretty much everything that I have is all going into this property. We bought this property, I paid it all in cash, I put all my savings into here, and I'm all in right now. So I'm not doing anything else on this property. My initial goal was to be able to, when I grow up, I'm going to have a steakhouse. I found a spot when we moved over here. It was God's blessing that we came over here to the state, and it's been a blessing this whole time, and That's the only thing I want to build on there. There's nothing else. So it doesn't matter to me if I get C1, C2, whatever it is. I just want to be able to build a restaurant on that property. I want to build the best and the nicest restaurant for the community.
So your property, you're trying to cut out a piece at the top, but whether we rezone it C1 or C2, that's to be determined. But are you going to leave all the rest of it R2, and then your plan would be to build duplexes on that?
I have no plan on the side right now.
So
I just bought
that. What would be wrong with rezoning at all?
I have no problem with that at all. It's just that we talked about it last time, and we were just saying that it would be easier for me to be able to get that rezoned just at one spot. Other than that, I'd love to be able to have it more so I could be able to make a bigger parking lot or something else. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, because especially now since we're coming into the side over there, my parking space is going to get a little bit more smaller. But it doesn't work. I mean, it works out for me either way. I bought the main property is just because, if you mind if I go right there, because right over here is where the view's at, where you can go to see the dam, where you can see Oliver Hollister, Oliver Branson. So that's the main thing, the reason why I bought it. So if this only this was for sale, I would have just bought this. But the whole thing, I bought it all together, but my initial goal was just for that spot only. So if the whole thing gets rezoned or partial if it gets rezoned, I just want just that spot.
Well, I mean, if we just did the whole thing, then, the way it is right now, if you didn't get anything and it was going to be R2, we just figured out you could put 19 set of duplexes on there. I think that was the number I just told.
On the whole
property. Now, that would be a major build job, and just a restaurant at the top and nothing else, there'd be a lot less impact to the whole property. Where are the trees that are all down? The whole hillside?
He doesn't know.
Yeah, if you go to Port Royal and look up, it all looks clear cut.
I see. And you'd be willing to clean that all up?
Oh, of course, because I want to, in the end, when we end up doing advertising, we're going to have like a drone, you know, just looking over the view, doing all that. That's my initial goal. I don't want to make my property look horrible. I'm going to be investing so much money into this property.
Could the topo sort of show that, if we put the topo up on the map where it drops off, or is the whole thing?
Because when I walked the property, when I purchased it, I never seen anything. I mean, I don't get too close to the edge either.
See, that's how it looks when you go.
That's from 65.
Now, if you want to see just the contours of how it drops, and it does have a ledge down here. Yeah. It doesn't just fall off into the ledge.
It looks like it's steep.
It's very steep.
The whole thing's steep.
There you go. He's got buildable land up in this area. It drops off.
Ma'am, I need you to respect, and I think that's the second time that you've been asked, okay? Okay. Ma'am, I need for you to be quiet and respect the process, but you continue. Do I need to have you taken out of the room? Okay. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
My question was, he doesn't seem to, why would we not have him just rezone the whole thing?
I sort of like having the buffer of the R2 for the residential.
That's what I'm asking.
That's the recommendation I gave him. If that's not a good direction, I thought it was good to have some buffer.
Then you could have more happen all the way down the hill to the steep property. It's fine. I just brought it up.
I don't know if you can, Cody, but that's a great picture. If you could draw that square that we're talking about.
I can get close.
So that we have some proximity
where the bluff
of...
Where the bluff is. Yeah.
Where the bluff is, where not the building might sit.
Building's right there.
It goes right close to that.
That's the bluff. So. And the 2 acres are built. Yeah. Really close.
I'm just
going to
be guessing on 2 acres. That's fine. We'll see.
There you go.
Almost right there.
Yeah.
So it should be on the bluff.
4.54, so it'd be a hair bigger than that.
Yeah.
So I just threw that out there, so I'm fine with it. Everybody thinks that are two leaving it alone and just doing this. That's fine. I just threw it out.
By doing it the way that I recommended, it really restricts the rest of his land from being developed into C1. It gives just that much more buffer to the neighbors, which I thought would help.
Okay.
That's why I recommend it.
Is 2 acres going to be enough for your development?
So the C1
allows you to come back and get a...
Parking in the structure?
I'm hoping, because now the thing is that since now we're coming in this way, and then I have to go to bring it out, we're coming over here towards where the restaurant side was going to be at, if it's possible, if down the road, if we can just build it, maybe like possibly just build it, like have a little bit more extra space, if that's okay. But if not, I'm okay with it. We'll be able to make it work.
You're at 1.5 acres. You need another 1/2 acre. So
Another plan. So this request he's asking for C1, that we tabled that, and he came right back, waiting on some information about driveway, legal driveway. We got that, so now we had talked about C1 is maybe the better way to go, because then he'd have to come back and get a conditional use permit for that.
I'm all right with that.
I mean, C2, he could build a super Walmart. Right?
C2. Some of the concern from the meeting of the last group was, what if he wants to sell someday? Now it's got C2 and he can do nightly rentals. It was another way to protect the neighborhood around there to not bring that into it.
Yeah.
Well, I think the other bigger thing is figuring out access from 165 versus Iowa Colony.
Well, that was my hold up last week because of the driveway.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got that figured out.
Well, just again, for everyone's reference, what we're voting on was to recommend approval or denial. It's going to be the Taney County Commission that makes the final decision. So if you have any concerns on what the final vote is, that meeting is going to be, again, February 17th, Tuesday, at 9 a.m. So that's when the final decision would be made.
I am sympathetic to the conversation about a hillside of trees all pushed down their side. So is there, at some point, whether it's now or later for the conditional use, can we put restraints on this? That has to be cleared up, cleaned up. I'm asking.
Yes, that's the whole point of this.
At what point in the process? It's somehow?
He would have, no. We'd wait until it comes back through next month if it gets approved by the county commission for requesting a CUP. You guys are going to hear the same thing, and that's when you can put, hey, I want a tree buffer. I want the trees cleaned up. I want the driveway this wide. You guys can set your standards there. However you feel.
I don't think we have the authority to try to make anybody clean it up. This man has volunteered to clean it up, but I don't think we have the authority to enforce that.
I think you might. I think you can
that
say
that could fall under the buffer side of things, just, probably.
Well, you could. Yeah, you can do buffering, but this is down. This ain't buffering.
Right.
This ain't putting up. This has been torn down.
I can look into that. You might.
I don't think we have any jurisdiction there.
Can I say something, by chance?
Sure.
Before we even get to the spot to the approval, I'll have it all cleaned up.
Before we don't know what you just said.
I'll say before we get to the decision, I'll have everything cleared up.
You might want to look at it.
Yeah, you may want to.
I may not 1 month.
It's unfortunate the trees are down.
But
3 years ago, it laid hillsides of trees down all up and down like Danny Como when those storms came. And they're still there, too. So, I sympathize. But
a long rope and a good wish.
Okay, so I think we have enough to consider a motion and second, get some discussion. Now, remember, I'm going to have to read a specific motion because it's a rezoning, and we generally like to make a motion in the affirmative to vote it up or down. Do we have enough in front of us to make a motion on this application?
It doesn't sound like anybody's going to vote for a C2.
The motion...
The application is for a C2.
You'd have to make a motion to change it to C1 and then come through for the vote.
I just want to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to do, yes.
I make a motion that we change the application to C1 if the owner is agreeable.
And I'll second that.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So now do we have enough information in front of us to make a recommendation to the Taney County Commission? With the motion.
Question, I promise. One last question. I know he said he can acquire. He's already in conversation. Can we make a recommendation to the commission without legal documentation that he owns the property in front to open that access?
Can I make a comment? He couldn't do it without that property, so that falls on him, right?
I mean, he could get
it. He'll buy that property.
He'll either have to have the property easement in front, or he'll have to have easement off his neighbors.
I think
they were out there the day.
Commission will look at the same thing.
I think that'd be up to the commission to determine that.
Again, we're making a recommendation with what
we're making a recommendation. It'd be up for them to determine it.
But you understand that if this passes it here, and the commission, then you still have to come back. to get the conditional use.
We're making a recommendation on the